New declassified reports have revealed that Washington had prior information about the presence of Takfiri terrorists in Syria and their plan to establish their so-called Islamic State in the heart of the Middle East. The release of the documents challenges claims by the U.S., its Arab and Western allies that they are launching airstrikes against Daesh terrorists in both Iraq and Syria. Here now is a closer look.
An American monitoring group, Judicial Watch, has released seven documents that shed light on the U.S. support for the Takfiri militant groups in Syria and Iraq. Dating back to 2012, the papers, which belong to the U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency, have predicted that the support given by the West, Turkey, and the Persian Gulf Arab states to the Takfiri militants would eventually lead to the establishment of an extreme state in the region.
The West, Persian Gulf countries, and Turkey support the Syrian opposition. There's the possibility of establishing a declared or undeclared Salafist principality in eastern Syria. And this is exactly what the supporting powers to the opposition want in order to isolate the Syrian regime, which is considered the strategic depth of the Shia expansion.
The documents reveal that Washington saw the rise of the ISIL as an effective tool to implement the West's policies in the region. The DIA's documents predicted the Takfiris would stir sectarian strife and trigger proxy wars in the region.
Development of the current events into proxy war. Opposition forces are trying to control Syria's eastern areas adjacent to the western Iraqi provinces, in addition to neighboring Turkish borders. This hypothesis is most likely in accordance with the data from recent events, which will help prepare safe havens under international sheltering, similar to what transpired in Libya.
Analysts blame Washington for an increase in sectarian tensions across the Middle East. The DIA's papers seem to be in contradiction with the U.S. claims that it's leading a coalition against Daesh. Meanwhile, a senior commander of Iran's Islamic Revolution Guards Corps elite force has said that the so-called anti-ISIL coalition of Western and regional countries is nothing but a sham. General Qasem Soleimani says the U.S. and its allies are accomplices in the crimes of Takfiri terrorists, as these countries have done nothing significant to stop the rise and the expansion of the group in the region. The comments came after U.S. Military Chief Ash Carter tried to put the blame for the fall of the strategic Iraqi city of Ramadi on Iraqi forces and their alleged unwillingness to fight for the city. The U.S. and its Arab allies have been accused for years of supplying weapons and money to the extremist pro-Qaeda militants in Syria. The spillover of the Syrian conflict and the extension of Daesh into Iraq is further proof that the West has turned a blind eye to the Middle East events and is only pursuing its own agenda.